Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope. Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens. We are a community that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or pray the same, or love the same, but we're trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus. May the way of wonder, curiosity, compassion, forgiveness, and grace meet you this day. As I have begun, I've lit the light. The candle is burning beside me as I speak, and I just invite you to be centered wherever you are. Let us pray. God of all times and all places, we come to you in a posture of openness. May these ancient words speak anew to each of us today, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Hear these ancient words from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 to 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills break forth before you, bursting into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign, that nothing shall be cut off. Herein lies wisdom. For the past 4 weeks, we've been exploring Jesus' parables and ordinary parables. Today, the parable is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. The parable of the mustard seed. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. Or hear this version from the Message paraphrase. Another story. God's kingdom is like an acorn that a farmer plants. It is quite small as seeds go, but in the course of years it grows into a huge oak tree and eagles build nests in it. Or the Godly Play version that we share in story with our children who gather in circle here every week, stories developed by Episcopalian priest Jerome Berryman. The parable of the mustard seed. Well, the parable comes to us as a treasure, as a gift. It's even more valuable than gold. Parables need us to be ready. They invite us to enter them, but sometimes they don't open for us. Even if you are ready, you can't enter the parable, for it can feel like a door needs to open. This parable has been given to us long, long ago. If there really is a parable to be heard, we trust that it will open one day. Let's come to this one and see what happens. For there was once someone who said such wonderful things and did such amazing things that people followed him. As they followed him, they heard him speaking about a kingdom, but it was not like the kingdom they lived in. It was not like any kingdom they'd ever visited. It was not like any kingdom they'd ever heard of. They couldn't help it. They had to ask him, "What is the kingdom of heaven like?" One time when they asked him, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like when a person took the tiniest of all the seeds, a grain of mustard seed, so small that if I had one on the top of my finger, you would not be able to see it. The person put the tiny seed in the ground, and it began to grow. The shrub grew so big, it was like a tree, and the birds of the air came, and they made their nest there." Now I wonder if the person who put the tiny seed in the ground has a name. I wonder if the person was happy to see the birds coming. I wonder what the person was doing while the shrub was growing. I wonder if the person could take the shrub, which is like a tree, and push it all back down inside the seed. I wonder if the seed was happy while it was growing. I wonder where the seed was when it stopped growing. I wonder if the birds have names. I wonder if they were happy to find the tree. I wonder what the tree could really be. I wonder if you've ever come close to this kind of parable. I wonder what the nests could really be. I wonder where this whole place could really be. Lastly, encounter an everyday parable from Jim Taylor, British Columbian writer and elder who gathered with groups to write parables together for our time, inspired by Jesus' ancient parables. They can be found in his book, Everyday Parables and More Everyday Parables. This one is entitled Pears and People. The orchard at the far end of our road grows only pears, nothing else. It's a bit surprising. Most orchards today produce a variety of fruit. The Okanagan Valley used to be almost exclusively an apple area. Apples show up on everything from shopping center logos to municipal mottos, but apples are less important than they once were. Many apple orchards are moving into late cherries or converting to vineyards. But this particular orchard continues to grow pears on old, gnarled trees. From the little that I know about fruit growing, pears are an unforgiving tree fruit. Pears have to be picked long before they're ripe, and if you wait until they're ripe to pick them, they have a best before date that lasts about 15 minutes. I had a pear tree once. When the pears were just ripe, they were utterly delicious. The skin split easily, the flesh melted in my mouth, the sweet nectar dribbled down my chin. The day before, though, they were as hard as if carved out of marble. And even an hour later, those pears would have started to rot at the core. The owner of this old orchard still sticks to pears. He was up a tree thinning his crop as I walked by. For those who don't have much acquaintance with orchards, thinning means selectively removing excess fruit, any kind of fruit, from every branch. A tree's root system can supply so much nourishment if a branch has too many pieces of fruit on it, then the tree will divide that available energy too thinly. Each branch will produce a host of undersized and therefore underpriced fruit. The combined weight of too much fruit can also snap a branch, thus denying the farmer a harvest from that branch that not only this year, but every year to come will be missed. Because it involves making choices, thinning can't be easily mechanized. Leaving only the most promising fruit to continue growing is a tedious job, done best by hand. You'd think, I suggested to the person up the tree, that the good Lord could have designed trees better able to take care of themselves, wouldn't you? He laughed. The good Lord may have other things on their mind. There was a moment's silence, and then he added, sometimes I think God puts these trees here as a test. I must have muttered something that conveyed a lack of comprehension. You know, he explained, to see if we humans care enough to look after them properly. I was still digesting that little bit of wisdom when he added one last comment. Especially these old trees, he said. I could replant new varieties that don't need as much maintenance, but I keep these trees because I love them. As I walked on, it occurred to me that God might be saying something similar to all of us. Perhaps we too could be replaced by something that would produce more of the kind of fruitful action God wants. After all, we pray your will be done on earth as in heaven. We certainly can't claim we've never caused God any trouble. The Bible's full of stories of how we humans miss the point, take the wrong path, let God down. God could even think about bulldozing our orchard and starting over. But maybe God promised never to do that again, because God loves us the way we are. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.